not, so we're going to move right into it. There's 2, 4, 6, 7 resolutions. All right, resolution 135, authorize the purchase of vehicles for various county departments in Ulster County at an aggregate maximum estimate cost of $305, and for issuing an insurance bond or a bond of $305. Moved by, excuse me.
I'll move.
Second.
I'll second.
Any discussion? No discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Wait, can I? Sorry. Are you on 135?
We're on 135, yes.
Delayed. That was a problem.
Very big. Tell her, Jeanette.
Did we ever?
The rookie mistake.
Did we ever? Was there ever any communication? I mean, Manna's not here. I know Manna was the one in our caucus who was going to reach out.
For what?
Asking about the.
Whether or not hybrids were also on the state list, and basically what the cost differential was on a hybrid.
No, she did reach out to.
Ken?
She did. Yeah.
Hi, Tracy, how are you? Good. It's my understanding that, again, I just had a conversation with Fawn earlier today. It's my understanding that that manager had reached out to the fleet manager directly, and I wasn't in the loop at all, so I don't know what came of those conversations, but I do know that the Department of the Environment works with Public Works, and they do a cost-benefit analysis, and that they the vehicles that were chosen were chosen because of their fuel efficiency and a scoring they do where it compares the cost versus the environmental benefit. I know that I had a conversation with the director of the environment earlier in the day about that. But again, I was not aware about the other communication. So.
And Kim is out of town, so she didn't answer.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, because I was going to say I didn't answer.
Yeah, it's part of a procurement a policy that green procurement policy that we had adopted, and we'd also shared with the towns earlier in the year. And we recommend different ways to when they procure goods and services like vehicles. And we had done
Can I get a copy of the green procurement policy and whatever the
sure, actually,
is that you used?
In fact, I had given to Fawn. It's available on the website.
Jeanette?
Yeah, Nana Jo did reach out to the fleet manager, and she basically was asking, hopefully the legislature or the fleet manager in the future could do something about having the state put hybrids on the state bid. And she didn't want to do anything that was going to hurt this resolution, but she's hoping for that conversation before the next time we have to purchase cars.
Mm-hmm. Can you follow up through the county executive office, too?
Sure. Again, I was kind of on the periphery of this one, Rich, but I'll mention
it. Now you're right in the middle.
Yeah.
All right, anybody else? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
137, authorize the purchase of highway and bridge equipment for construction purposes in the amount of $1.321 million, serial bonds of said county. Moved.
I'm on it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
144, supporting the license and operations of a casino at the former Neverly Grand Hotel and Country Club in the town of Warsing. Move. We held it off for Tracy.
Second.
So Tracy's going to move it. No?
I'll move it, mister.
No, I know she really wants to, Hector. That's why I'm at
it. It's all right.
Tracy, going once, going twice. You going to move
Hector
it?
Already moved it.
Well, he'll relinquish it to you.
I'll relinquish it to Jeanette.
Tracy can
second. To Tracy.
Tracy. Whoever moves it, we already know Jim Maloney's already seconded it. So.
But I will support it.
I know you will. I have great confidence in you. Hector moves it, Jim. Any discussion? I know Tracy has some concerns. I think she got most of her concerns answered. Manna Jo and I have been on the phone twice. I know she had a meeting with Mr. Trainer today. With
there.
Lynn, and there was somebody else there too. I don't know. No?
Just some of his folks.
Okay. I don't know how that came about. I mean, I know how it came about, but I don't know what transpired at the meeting. Want to just, in 30 seconds, say?
I think he did a great job giving a quick history line of how he acquired the property, the plans. He had the engineers on the phone with Manna Jo to talk about her concerns on the green issues, and it was a great conversation, and I think all went well, so I'll let her speak for herself.
All right.
But
and
one thing that she told me that that also gave me comfort is she said that he's proposing a 2 megawatt solar project, which will be the biggest in the county.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting. That's
plus his, I should add, plus his buy local policies for his restaurants, et cetera, mm-hmm. and a lot of the things that he's been doing to support the local economy. So I think the whole job piece, the partnering with BOCES and SUNY, all went well.
Well, I think he covered all those bases.
Yes,
and the biggest thing is Ulster County is going to benefit immensely.
Yes.
Not only, from having hopefully a casino in an area that really needs economic development, and also, the taxes that we are going to generate from Ulster County.
Well, and the commitment he's already made.
Mm-hmm.
I think another benefit that was discussed, because someone asked about broadband, if he was going to bring broadband in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to encourage companies to maybe explore expanded broadband service in that area to the residents, because I can't see how a casino or an operation that big can't run on something bigger than Time Warner Cable internet service. So I think that's going to be a big hit for that area.
I did, in fact, do a follow-up with him on the broadband issue, saying that we would probably be coming back to him for some support, and he is all in on that, and even creating some competitive opportunity, which we really don't have today.
There's a consortium, Tony Ramos, I forget the name of the World Broadband Development or something, and he's been trying to, he came to our committee, the Environmental Committee, last year and sent a million emails to us about his progress, basically kind of wanting us to support a broadband initiative and maybe even invest in it, but I think it's got to come from the private sector, and this is a perfect opportunity. So, byproduct of it.
So overall, it has many positives for Ulster County. So I hope everybody totally supports it. Saying that, all in favor say aye.
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 Anybody against? Thank you. Resolution 148.
I'll move for discussion.
Move for discussion.
I'll second.
Second. Hold on 1 second.
That was about the next two. Here it is.
All right. 148, moved by Tracy, second by who was it? Sorry.
I did.
Hector?
What was this one called?
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Quick question. And I don't know, maybe Ken knows this. That bridge is a steel structure. So we're paying to have it demolished and whatever. Are we going to recoup any scrap metal costs? Or, is that going to go to the vendor? How does that normally? Because there's a lot of steel on that bridge. Maybe the price could be lower. No? Because it's a bonus on doing the work, getting paid for it, and then taking the scrap.
Fortunately, our colleagues on the public works site are here this evening.
Okay.
That's the one we're
going to. All right. Any other questions? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
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 149, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 into the county by New Century Construction, Department of Public Works.
I'll move it.
Second. There was some discussion earlier about the concerns from the controller's office. I think they're all ironed out, correct, Joe?
I think that's the case, yeah. It's always in your discretion. We, because of the expedited review of the contract, we just wanted to raise certain issues for your consideration. There's a memo from the county attorney that explains them. Again, it's your decision to proceed. We wouldn't block you proceeding on it. We just wanted to highlight a couple of issues we thought might be relevant to you. And if you have any questions, we're happy to answer them.
Any questions? If not, the roll call, in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 150, approving the contract excess of 50 entered by county by Great Manning Engineering, Department of Public Works. Move.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Discussion on all these contracts. I think one of the questions I had, or a couple of questions, were the fact that I think they're late for the due diligence that were put into it because the prices came in correct, very low, and you were concerned that they were able to do it at those prices?
There was one that was looked into. One of the reasons, from my understanding, is the pricing for the blacktop or asphalt or whatever,
mm-hmm.
the pricing comes out late, so you can't bid it too early or they can't give you prices that are current. So it was bid recently. I think one of them came in early April, one of them came in March 27th, and so on. By the time they make the decision, you know, who to give the work to and get the contracts underway, at least in draft form. Best we could do with the time.
And the other, this is all bondable. So, and the reason why they're pushing it through is the fact that they want to get started as quickly as possible so it doesn't run into the winter months. But, you know, once they stop, hopefully it'll be completed by the end of this year. Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. The county exec's office would be, and Ken and Bert, have some discussion regarding the implications of our finances for the year 2015. They will want to go back and where we are right now, where we're going to progress in the future. The county exec called me today a couple times. He said that he will be willing to work with the legislative body, myself and anybody else, to come up with different ideas how we could proceed. So it's going to be a tough year for 2015. And with that, B, if you want to take it from there.
So I'm here to talk to you about the sales tax chapter amendment by the Assembly that took effect January 1st for this 2014 year. And as you will recall, this chapter amendment for the sales tax was in two phases. Phase one was from January of 2014 to December 31st of this year. When I read the statute, I had some concerns about the notice requirement. Under 1210 of tax law, it's the kind of stuff that makes your eyes glaze over, but 1210 of tax law says that mm-hmm. you must give the tax commissioner 90 days notice in order to enact your sales tax, your additional 1% sales tax. In the first section of the chapter amendment that was authorized and approved by the legislature and the governor, there's a 10-day notice waiver. In the second part, there's a second part that requires that the county legislature adopt a resolution assuming the safety net program in conjunction with its budget. In that section, there is no reference to a waiver. So this caused me a lot of concern, and I have been communicating with the New York State Tax Commission. I've spoken to the deputy commissioner about 4 or 5 times. I've written 2 letters asking for an opinion, something to tell me that there's a waiver that exists in that section, in that second section. Under tax law, there is the 90-day limit, but you can also ask the tax commissioner to reduce it and to waive it to 30 days. This has been done in the past by this county and many counties, and normally the tax commissioner will approve that 30-day period. The problem, though, doesn't go away totally for this county, because now you are faced with a timeline for adopting your budget. So I've prepared, actually, with the help of the executive staff, we've prepared a chart to show you what the standard timeline would be if you were following the charter and what you need to address now, and you need to know about this now, because there may be another avenue for you to approach, and that would be up to this legislative body. Without that notice waiver in the second portion of the tax amendment that was approved by the state, you are confined to 30 days. So that means on December 1st, that's the deadline. You must send your tax, your budget, and your resolution up to, it says how you send it, certified mail, it's in there. must send it up there by December 1st. Under the charter, you have till December 20th to adopt your budget. And under county law, you have until December 20th to adopt your budget. So now you're looking at a December 1st deadline, which means that your time to review the budget that's presented to you by the executive will be October 3rd. That's in the charter. That's the Friday. You have a reduced amount of time. You will probably have approximately 20 days. So we prepared a schedule that would show when you'd need to file your public hearing notices. We talked to the clerk of the legislature about it. She may be able to wiggle around in there and get a few more days in there. But at this point, that's what you're faced with, unless the chapter amendment is amended again and similar language is put in that amendment to give you 10 days notice. Then you could follow the charter, which says you must do it before the 20th, and actually do it on the 20th or sometime sooner, file it with the state tax commission, and there would be no need for a waiver from the commissioner because the waiver would be in the statute. But the waiver is not in there, and I've been concerned about it for some time. As I said, I've been trying to get an opinion from the tax commission. Now, while they wouldn't give me a written opinion, they wouldn't respond to my written requests, I have had conversations with them, and this is the advice that they have given us, and this is the way we understand it. So if you think that you need to go forward and ask for an amendment to the chapter for the state, you're going to have to follow the same process that you followed before with your home rule request. And the other concern is that I presume that the legislature is going to adjourn in January.
June, rather.
I'm sorry. And the last 2 weeks are traditionally what they call rules week, so they only address their rules. So you've got a short window of time right now. You have enough time if this is where you want to go with it, but you do have to address it now, or you will be faced with this restriction within the sales tax law to file your budget by December 1st.
I think our clerk, Victoria, has been already in contact with the State Department, correct? Regarding this, you had conversations?
Yes. Yes,
I don't want to put words in your mouth, have you?
Yeah.
Okay. And yes, and I think we would all want the extra time.
What's the result? I agree with me and Ken. We met today. We talked about it. We went through the schedule. Change some things in this schedule, but the bottom line is that first date and that last date cannot be changed. So the only option is to either force your review of the budget to be shortened by 20 days in a year when we've already been warned that the budget is, there's going to be big changes in the budget. Or you petition to have the state law changed.
Anyway, sitting where I sit, and I think everybody would like to have the extra time, just to have that luxury. And, if we don't need it, we won't take it, but I think we should petition to ask for the extension so that we're able to, or the waiver, whatever it might be, to proceed that way. So, Victoria, whatever we need, B, whatever we need, Erica, whatever we need, Cappy, whatever we need to get this rolling, hopefully you get it done by next month. We can bring it up, vote on it, send it up to the state, and move forward that way. Ken?
Thanks, Richard. And if I just add, too, if you look back to the minutes of the Ways and Means Committee back in January, I had gone into great detail with our concerns about the waiver. At that time, I had said, it's a technical flaw. In hindsight, that's not the correct way to say it. I mean, the state law, we could complete a budget by December 1st. Is that in the best interest of the residents of Ulster County? That's the decision for the policymakers around the table. The county executive has been really looking at the budget in earnest, and we've been ramping up our new budget process already. We're already, in the early part of the year because, we have so many obstacles and hurdles to overcome. We're starting the year with a loss of over $5 million in sales tax revenue and other challenges. So, but I want to make sure the Ways and Means Committee knows very clearly the county executive is prepared to complete the budget by December 1st. But again, it's going to be truncated. There will be a lot less time for review and input, and there's going to be a lot of change in order to meet our financial needs. I've heard some people say, there must have been this pot of gold that we tapped that made this problem go away. No, I think we made a conscious decision We used a little bit more of our fund balance last year than we would have liked to hold us over to make sure we got the sales tax in place. But those underlying fiscal decisions, the tough choices that have to be made, are going to come this fall. So certainly we're prepared to work with you, get it done by December 1st, but I could see where members of the Ways and Means Committee in particular might want the opportunity to have a longer review period. And if that's the case, I know that both B, myself, and Bert are happy to work with you and work with the tax department to get the language. The change that would be required to amend the state law is a sentence. It really isn't that complicated, but again, it's something for you all to decide if you want to pursue. If you do, we'd be happy to provide you any technical support from our end if we can.
Go on.
Leader Rock, do you know when they're anticipating shutting down in June?
Which is
it? It's usually somewhere between the 20th and 25th is usually the end of session. I'd have to look at the session calendar to know for sure. But typically, a lot of the local bills happen in the rules weeks, the last 2 weeks.
My only concern is that our next session is May 20th.
I know.
And that's really tight.
Well, all right.
Hold on. If that's the case, maybe chairman, maybe you can look at it. Maybe we can expedite it, move everything up a week so that we can fit everything in so that we can have it up there a week sooner so that that's not an obstacle we have to overcome. If we need to, all right?
Yeah, but you could just have a special session.
You could have a special session move everything up.
I'd rather not rush the regular month's business.
Yeah, just meet for this one.
Well, whatever
one
it is, whatever we need to move it up, let's do it.
Certainly, if there's a willing partner in both the Senate and the Assembly, they could have bills drafted, and then you can have a special session to enact the required home rule request once the bills are filed in the Senate and the Assembly.
Ken?
I've got a question. It may be a stupid question, but it's just the first thing that I thought of when B, you read the statute. It says that the resolution must be passed by the county legislature in conjunction with the budget. Is that...
The actual words are...
Local law, right?
No, a resolution is fine, but the actual words are... The actual resolution is laid out for you.
Right.
That has to be adopted, and it's the last part of it, which says that the county will be responsible for the full share, local share of the safety net assistance program required of the county by the state of New York, and will not require towns and cities within its limits to contribute the cost to this program. This responsibility has also been assumed in Ulster County's adopted budget for the year 2014.
All right.
There's the problem.
Yeah.
If you look at the law where it addresses the first portion, which is this was an unusual piece of legislation, as we know, you had January 23rd, you had to file your resolution, and it went into effect 10 days later, February 1st. So that's the kind of language that needs to be in here, at least that's my opinion, and I would have discussed this with the Tax Commission and their deputy, and so has Deputy Executive Crennel. I mean, that's a possibility. Or if that doesn't occur, then your only fallback is that you have to reduce the time to review the budget. And, you know, the executive believes, and we all believe, that you should have as much time as the charter provides, but we are caught between a rock and a hard place
now. Maybe in the meantime, the Ways and Means Committee might want to write a letter to Assemblyman Cahill to see if he would be willing to, because there's no point in having a special meeting if he's not going to be on board as we saw last time. So maybe we engage him in a letter prior to scheduling a special. I mean, we schedule a special meeting anyway. But prior to having a special meeting and drawing up a home rule request, maybe you engage him in a letter asking if he would be willing to change the statute the way we're going to ask him to, just to expedite the process rather than wait until we do the resolution and then find out he's going to put us over.
Well, I think we do probably in conjunction to both because, if one day doesn't work, you go, have something to fall back on. So, I mean, I would put all our eggs in one basket. So.
I think that's what I said, but that's perfect.
All right. Tracy?
Yeah. Ken touched on it. That's what I was going to say about reaching out to the Assemblyman as well.
So I would make a motion from this committee that we are going to ask for a waiver, correct?
It would be a chapter amendment to Chapter 2, providing a waiver on the 90-day notice requirement to the State Tax Department.
That's what you're asking.
The language is already in the statute, I think, so we can just mirror it.
Yeah, but I would clearly want to run it by the tax commission. So long as we have this, if, as long as we have legislative support, we need to have legislative support to get the tax commission to work with us.
To allow for the most public participation in the budget process.
Jim?
So moved.
So moved. Second?
Second.
Discussion?
One of the things I was thinking about on the accelerated timeline is that wouldn't it be beneficial for towns, because a lot of the towns have always complained that they couldn't budget certain things. Now, I know the safety net they're not going to have to do, but election costs and things like that. Is there any way that we could give the towns a heads up on what their like election costs
are? Well, as a former town supervisor, I can tell you that their, he was one also, their deadline is in November. To they have to have their hearing by the first Thursday, I believe it is, in November, and then adopt their budget by the first Thursday. So they're about a month ahead of the county when they adopt their budgets.
The election costs are pretty constant. There's not a large fluctuation.
Hold on. One at a time, please.
That would fluctuate.
So uncertain.
I think their costs that we are going to be revealing to them are going to be known at that time. I mean, might be slightly off, but they're going to have a very good handle.
Yeah, it's really easy to budget safety net at zero.
Mm-hmm.
And the election costs are relatively easier to budget year
600,000.
Yeah,
depending if it's election year.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Presidential,
correct.
State,
yeah.
Local.
Yeah.
Unless somebody asks us to include that into part of our sales tax money.
That's next year.
But anyway, any other discussion? If not, roll call on that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Also, let's make it official too. Let's ask a letter from the chairman that asks our state representatives to make the necessary changes so that we are able to expand the time frame of all this, or that type of wording. Moved by Mary Beth. Second by Jim. Any discussion on that? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, anything else?
Can we revisit 140? Because I know planning commissioner is here, Dennis Doyle.
What's 140?
That's the contract for DHP engineering, surveying, and landscaping.
Then consent.
Okay. Dennis, you want to talk about it?
If you want me to.
If you like to, yes.
Well, my question just was, I thought there was a plan already for that corridor, but because I know I saw.
Okay, we're done.
Motion to adjourn.
No, go on. I'm sorry. Go on, Dennis.
The contractual relationship comes out of the Ulster County Transportation Council, so it's federally funded. We've been asked to do this work relative to, by the city of Kingston. It's part of a unified planning work program that the council produces on an annualized basis. We run a state fiscal year for the council, runs in a state fiscal year. The study was one of the reasons that the promise of the study was one of the reasons that the city was just awarded about $4 million worth of complete streets and transportation alternatives money from the state in two different programs and from NYSERDA. So we're going to be assisting the city to bring it to bring some of its programming work for that funding to a concept, and then they're going to take it from there to the engineering design.
And that's the Albany Avenue, Chandler Drive.
No, that study's done. That project has been completed. The study's done. It's programmed. The design work, the final design work for that will begin in 2014 this year, construction 2017. We're working east all the way down past the Kingston High School. That's where this, the focus of this study.
Anything else? If not, Man and Joe, you weren't here before, but your name came up a few times, in a good vein. But there are some concerns about the Casino Neverly. I know you had a meeting with Mr. Trainer today. Everything went well. Lynn didn't want to talk in your place, but are you happy with all his comments and his...
Well, let's say
2 megawatts of solar power makes me very, very happy.
2 megawatts of solar power makes me very, very, very happy.
You know, most of my questions are answered. I did, by the way, check to see if my impression of the voters in my district was correct, and the 5 districts in Rosendale were in favor of casino gambling, and the 2 in Marble Town were not. And so that my impression, you know, when I checked the numbers, was actually correct. I do believe in trying to represent my constituents. I also appreciate home rule. And the main thing is, Ellenville and that area of the county really need the economic benefits that I think that the project will provide. And they really are trying to model practices of sustainability, and I think there's some room to do even more in terms of, we made some suggestions this morning and they were very receptive. Thank you for asking.
All right. And also, too, on the fleet. I know you had some interest in that and some comments you wanted to make that was brought up earlier. So, I mean, did you talk to anybody, the fleet maintenance person, or I know she's on vacation? Or?
Yeah, I said at the various meetings about the proposed fleet replacements that I'd like to see us be very proactive in moving toward particularly electric vehicles. I have mixed feelings about compressed natural gas, but electric can be generated cleanly. And I have to tell you folks, when that process started, it was abstract to me. It was theoretical that I was pushing for lower emission, lower fuel consumption fleet. But on April 4th, I bought a Prius plug-in, and I have not gotten less than 50 miles an hour. When I don't plug it in, I get 50 to 60 miles per gallon. And last night I plugged it in and drove to Ellenville this morning. I got 101 miles per gallon. We really, this is not just about the environment. This is really about economics as well. And so I have asked to see the cost-benefit analysis that was done. I would have liked to see it before the vote tonight, but I trust that, the sustainability policy was followed. And I just want to do my job and push it a little further each time. Thank you.
Hector?
Yeah, in that vein, though, I know in caucus, I think we talked about whether or not, I guess, these vehicles aren't on state bid. I guess that was, I think, part of our sort of concern, I think, as a group. And I guess, can we also, explore, if OGS could, actually include that, and specifically because we're actually then now going to be gravitating the fleet over to a new main vehicle, we should try to basically see if we can get that one.
Yeah, and I think, even memorializing resolution to OGS in that direction might be very valuable. And, maybe, Tracy, that's something that could come out of energy and environment.
And also we could speak to our purchasing director as well, too, that we have the ability to piggyback off our properly let contracts nationally now, so maybe we can do an exploration and see what opportunities exist as well.
But, the fuel savings really need to be, so often it's a question of investing in infrastructure that is going to lower your operating and maintenance costs. And I'm really in awe of the purchase that I just made and the results that I'm getting. So I just want to share that and hope that we can multiply that on a grander scale.
I put it in the budget? More for me?
No.
All right, anybody else? If not, Hector? Beth, Hector, second. Any other discussion? Roll call. Thank you for coming.
I don't.
Have a good evening.
6:02.